Joining me this morning is Nathan Sibthorpe. Now, Nathan is the Director of Avoidable Perils and Counterpilot in general. How are you, Nathan?
Very good, thanks, Trevor. How are you?
I'm very well, mate. That's an impressive lineup there, but this is something very special, and it's on again till Saturday night. It finishes Saturday night, and it's going to be on the, well, exactly, you tell us, how does Avoidable Perils come about?
All right, so Avoidable Perils is a series of cartoon themes every night between 7 to 9pm in the council car park on the corner of Woongarra and Narrabarra Street.
Yep.
Basically, we need residents of Bundaberg to turn up and save our superheroes from their deadly fate.
Okay, so how do they go about that? Because it's coming up as a cartoon, but people that are watching it can see that the superhero is about to get done in. So how do they stop the superhero from getting done in?
Excellent question. It's a very simple game. All it takes is a single text message from enough people. So for every predicament, there is a correct password. And when somebody sends in the right password via text message, it adds to the safety tally. So every scene will have a different tally, but ultimately it's about rallying enough people to send the right password. Because one person can't make the difference. It will be about a whole community banding together to save our heroes.
All right. So how did the whole idea come about?
Well, basically, we were meant to be touring with one of our other projects this year, but like a lot of theatre artists, we got locked down and had to think about what else we could do with our time. So we proposed this work as a way of playing with ideas of activism in the attention economy and collective action, and particularly in this year, what it means to make a difference by getting everyone to cooperate, the idea that our public safety actually depends on the masses, rather than any one individual choice.
Okay, so it come out, you've come up here and you've been doing it so far. So how's it been going so far?
So far, so good. Right. But we're not going to know for sure until the end of the week exactly how Bundaberg is faring in the leaderboard. Currently, Brisbane season is our high score. They achieved a survival rate of 77%. So we're here challenging Bundaberg to see if they can take on Brisbane's high score.
Okay, so Bundy, you want to get out there and get out there quick because it's only on till the Saturday night, the 12th. That's the final night. So good luck to it. And Nathan, it's a wonderful idea and a very interesting project indeed. So we do wish you well with it and congratulations.
Thanks very much, Trevor.